We're going to do Marab right now.
Oh.
So let's take a good deep breath. Yes, there's a lot to talk about in this alt series. We're just starting, but let's actually do an experience right now in the mind. In the mind. Let's take a deep breath as we play some music for this beautiful Marab. Oh, for so very long, the mind has been in charge. And, you know, let's never look at that as a bad thing, because it gave you a hell of an experience on this planet. And you say, well, that's like how long it took, how many lifetimes, how many sufferings. But you come to realize it hasn't been that long at all. It gave you a hell of an experience of immersing into a reality, a biology. The experience you've had here as a human has given you the ability to embody, not just in biology, not just into stardust or whatever it happens to be. It's given you the ability to embody within yourself, and that's priceless. To embody within yourself prior to ever coming into physical body, you were neither air or ethereal. Some would say, well, I was spirit. What does that mean? You were not embodied. You were the I am. You were energy, but it wasn't coalesced. It wasn't brought together. In other words, you're all over the place. This experience in biology and ultimately in the mind has allowed you to become embodied within yourself, identifying you, and ultimately be able to identify consciousness and energy. Prior to the physical experiences on this planet, it was very difficult to really understand yourself from the inside, to understand your own consciousness even. There wasn't an understanding of consciousness. There wasn't even a concept of consciousness as you now know it. There was the I am, I exist, but there was no understanding even of your own energy. You knew there was something there. You didn't call it energy. You didn't embody in it. You didn't use it in your life. It was just something that was there. And you know, all throughout creation, there are soul beings who are looking for, you could say, identity, but not in a human sense, not in a human identity, but, well, it's who am I? What is this thing that they don't know how to define, we now call consciousness and energy? Who am I? Your experiences in this human body, as painful as it is at times, and in the human mind, as restricted as it was for so very, very long, it allowed you to embody within yourself. That doesn't mean physical or mental. It means to bring yourself together. To be able to actually be conscious of your consciousness. To actually be mindful of yourself. Actually have sensory and sensual feelings that could only come from being in the physical form. Your mind understood that when it did its survey of itself, mind mapping itself. You know, some nights you'd wake up, or some mornings you'd wake up from a long night and wonder what the hell had happened, because you wake up tired and exhausted and not particularly happy, and you didn't want to go back to sleep because that was exhausting, but you didn't want to stay awake either. You didn't know what to do. That's where the mind mapped itself, and it was actually cued or forced, not forced, but cued or encouraged to take a look at itself by you, by the master. When you were able to start calling yourself a master, and that embodiment started to become real, that master, it went to the mind. And with great compassion and care, it said, "Mind, you really need to take a careful look here. You've controlled things. You've sat on the crown or on the throne for a long time. Not that throne, the royalty throne. You've sat on the throne for a long time. You need to take a good look at yourself, because you see, you're blocking the way. And as master, even I can't move you out of the way, because you come right back. I don't have the right to do that because you're still busy playing the game, but take a good look at yourself. You experienced a lot of this in your nighttime, but also in your waking state. Call it what you want, self-assessment. Taking a look at what goes on in the mind and the brain. And you know, it was fun for me, Adamas, to watch all this, to observe what was happening with you, and to observe the shifts that were taking place, to observe when the mind came back and screaming and roaring, oh, this is all a trick, somebody's trying to play a trick, or we're being hypnotized. And no, it was the mind trying to make its last stand. But it finally said, you're right, this is limited. And even for me, the mind, the greatest of all things, human, this is no fun anymore. We're just repeating and repeating. We're pretending it's a brighter shade of red, but it's still red, isn't it? We're pretending that, we're more clairvoyant and more intuitive and psychic than ever, but it's still just mind bullshit. That's when the mind said, I'll move over. Not sure what I'm doing here, but I'm going to move over. And you know, there were these overtones the whole time of your allowing that were causing this to happen. And they weren't mental. They weren't mental nudges or pushes or overtones. They were coming from the master, coming from your soul. So the mind has now taken a seat over there. Still be part of your everyday life, but the mind is taking a back seat. And what comes next? And that's what we're going to be experiencing, talking about, going through in Kihak and here in the Shouds. The mind, it's relaxing now. Let's take a deep breath and feel into this beautiful story, beautiful picture that's taking place right now. Step back from yourself for a moment. Be the observer of yourself. You sitting there or laying there, whatever you're doing. And the mind saying, I'll step aside. This is huge. Huge. It's not happening to many people around the planet. This is not a global thing that's happening. This is happening with Chambra right now. If you're here listening to this now, or what you would call your future, or if you've already listened to it in the past, then it applies to you. I ask you now just to feel and observe what's going on now. As the mind does its shift, opens the doorways, it affects the body, yes. It also will affect the body because the mind has controlled the body and also limited the light body integration into the physical. Feel what's happening right now. It's funny because, in a way, you kind of look over to the mind. Well, tell me what's happening. And the mind is like, this is yours. You've asked for this, so I'm staying out of it. Feel on an intuitive level what's happening right now. Yeah, there's nothing to be afraid of. Not that you were, but the mind was. Nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to hold back on. I ask you to feel into how gentle and graceful this is. Whatever it is. Don't worry about defining it right now, but how gentle and graceful it is. And the mind sitting over there is wondering, I wonder if anything is really happening, but you know. You don't need the mind to validate you anymore. You do not need the mind to validate you anymore. That should go up on the homepage of the website. And you don't necessarily even need a physical reaction right now to what's taking place, because that was all associated with the mind who's now sitting over there. Let's step back and feel. And the biggest word I'd use to describe it is just a gentleness returning. But there's so much more happening. But a gentleness. If the mind were trying to manage this, which it's not, it'd be a bunch of fireworks and all sorts of intense feelings. It's not. What's coming to the chair now, to the throne of your human divine self, is your divinity. And it's very, very gentle. Take a good deep breath and feel into what's happening right now. We're not forcing anything. We don't need to. We're not trying to manipulate energies. There's no need. If the mind was still blocking the way, perhaps we would feel the necessity to force, to push. But the mind is over there. What happens now is very gentle. Talked before about your dogs, pets, or whatever. You see, they already kind of have this. They're not soul beings. They've always had this pathway open. Their minds didn't dominate. They've had this ability to have this opening, to be in the other realms and here all at the same time. And then as you will learn to do, just like a dog, you'll learn that you no longer differentiate between this realm and another. It's not just 3D, it's not going off into another realm. It's all the same. It's happening simultaneously. We don't need to even at some point traverse through doors or anything like that. We're doing that now just to get you back into your natural state, but a dog like Belle, well, it's no difference. It's not different realms. There's no segmentation. There's no doorways. It's all right there. All right there. See, Belle is right now. She's both here and there, and she doesn't see a difference. She doesn't say, I'm on this side or that side of the fence. It's all one great big meadow for her. And by no means am I saying dogs are better or brighter. I'm just using the example that they are in all realms at all times. Now imagine what you can do. This is where we're going, and it's a monumental shift. And ultimately, it has other implications that I, as Saint Germain talked about in The Dream of the Merlin, Heaven's Cross. As you are opening into the other realms right now within your personal life, realms that have answers that are there instantly. Realms that have more potentials, more creativity, right there, right here. It's now beginning to open the dimensional doorways, what we call Heaven's Cross. Other humans won't be aware of it for a while, but it's a direct result of what we're doing here. Access for this planet, for humanity, into what lies beyond. What we're doing here right now, in this mirab, you can do anytime. It's an allowing, is what it is. It's acknowledging and understanding the mind has stepped aside, and now the divinity, the master that you've always been, it takes the throne. There's going to be times when it feels very wobbly, times when you want to ask the mind to step back in and manage things, times when it seems confusing because now you're in alt reality, you're mental and non-mental. But understand that this is all a natural process. We'll continue talking about it in our shouds in this series. So to make this transition as gentle as possible, as easy as possible. But for now, just take a deep breath and allow. It was never possible to get beyond the mind from within the mind. It took the mind having to take a look at itself and say, it's time for me to step back. Let's take a good deep breath here in Shoud 1 of the Alt series. And yes, in answer to the question that some of you have, not on your minds, but in your true self. When you go out there right now, when we're multidimensional, and you're in this flow, there is this thing called new energy. New energy, and that's one of the things we'll start bringing back, new energy. We have a long way to go, but I just wanted to give you a heads up. With that, it is always a delight to be here with each and every one of you. And as we're getting into this whole new phase of the work, remember that all is well in all of creation. Thank you.